What is an abomination? When God refers to abominations, what does he mean? How should Christians deal with abominations? The words abomination and abominations appear in the New King James Version of the Bible 152 times. When we examine the Greek and Hebrew words translated abomination in Scripture, we see that these words have very definite implications. Abomination is used exclusively to describe things that are disgusting, loathsome, and absolutely intolerable, things that are unacceptable to God. Christians would do well to take note of what God labels abominations. Such things, be they actions, attitudes, or objects, have no place in the life of a follower of Jesus Christ. Some of the most notable abominations before God include these being found in Leviticus and Proverbs: dishonesty, arrogant pride, ignoring God's law, devising evil and sowing discord, eating what the Bible calls unclean animals, the act of homosexuality. The book of Revelation explicitly states concerning the New Jerusalem that God is preparing for his people. There shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. In the world that God is preparing for us, there will be no room for abominations. If we want to be a part of that kingdom, now is the time to look to God and, with his help, rid ourselves of the things that could keep us out. For more insight, please read our free booklet, What You Need to Know About Baptism. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.